grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. With God, a thousand years is as a day, and a day as a thousand years. And since ancient times, the Church has seen, from this time forward, until the benediction of the vigil of Easter, as one complete day of God's resurrection and delivering power. Tonight we meditate upon the gift that God has left to His Church that brings us the work of Christ. Through the very body and blood of Christ, we receive what He earned for us on the tree of Calvary, forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation. In the Old Testament, we have what biblical scholars call a type, and in the epistle for this evening, we see the fulfillment of that type in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In the Old Testament, the angel of death passed over, and in the New Testament, the angel of death has his power stripped from him by our Lord Jesus Christ. The night before, God's people left Egypt was a horrific and bloody night. Children, cattle, and animals died. They died because Pharaoh's heart was hard, because Adam and Eve had eaten the forbidden fruit. Those who rebelled had joined the rebel armies of Satan. They took up the cause of death and plunged all creation into chaos and destruction. As Satan put forth slavery. On that night, lambs were sacrificed in lieu of guilty people. The lamb's blood marked the doorposts of those who submitted to God's word through Moses, who in repentance pleaded for mercy, the only one who could provide it. Thus, while the angel of death took the firstborn of the Egyptians, both of people and animals, those marked by the blood of the lamb were spared. That blood counted for them, and the angel passed over. It was a bloody night, because while God loves the world, He has no sympathy for those who reject Him. Those who attempt to worship Him by some other name, who like Pharaoh will not listen and hearken to His word, or ask Him to share their devotion and prayers with false gods, these God will not pass over. They will get what they desire, the inheritance of the fall. God has no sympathy for lambs either. Their blood on that night will be the price of man's rebellion. And there will be many bulls and goats and lambs sacrificed on the altar of God's people in the future. God is unflinching about the sacrifice. The sacrifice must die. Blood must be shed. And thus God loved the world by killing them instead of people. And so He hides His people under innocent blood. The killing angel passes over them. God spared them from death, through death. But it was not nearly enough that the lambs died in their place, that their doors were marked, that they hid behind innocent blood and trusted in God to deliver them. They still needed life. So they ate those lambs that God had provided, safe from death. They ate in a foreign land in haste, in preparation for a pilgrimage to freedom. They drew strength and nourishment for their journey from that flesh that God had provided. It was a double giving, one a substitution, a satisfaction, the removal of guilt, and the second, a turning away of the angel of death. The other giving was a feeding, a filling, a bestowal of righteousness. Thus they escaped slavery. Thank you. back to life and reunite body and soul, and you will be judged by the Lord. You are conformed to His word in this life, and you are chastened in love so that you will not be condemned along with the world. On this side of glory, the church fights, struggles, hurts, and is persecuted. The church is divided because of sin, and she suffers in those divisions. They are painful and hurtful divisions. But that suffering, you see, is her chastisement. For that chastisement is preferable to condemnation and judgment. So examine yourself as God has called you so to do. He has baptized you into His name. He has given you faith. He has revealed His will in His holy word of law so that you might see your sin, find sorrow for your sins, and desire to do better. For you trust in the sacrifice of the Messiah on the cross as the place where God's holy wrath against you was revealed. You rejoice in the acceptance and favor you have found in and through Christ in your own baptism. And you confess the Lord's actual body and blood.